The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
We're going to need the sexy music. Well, we've had him drive stunt cars, eat the hottest chili chicken wings imaginable. Mm-hmm. He's had his nose waxed. Mm-hmm. He's skated the tracks of the Ice Cross Downhill World Championship.
Yep.
But the big question is, with Valentine's Day fast approaching on Sunday, can our crash test dummy Carl build 3 bouquets of flowers in 30 minutes?
Do you know the best thing about you saying that is, this is me most outside my comfort zone.
I don't believe that.
I'm not very artistic.
I don't believe that. Fortunately, though, we have just the thing to help you out. Aldi Flowers and Valentine's Roses, they will be on sale. Well, they're on sale now. And Jenny Murphy of Flowers by Moira is on hand to guide you through and help you create a bespoke Valentine's bouquet using Aldi Flowers and Roses. Jenny, you're very welcome.
Thanks a million.
Can I just say, before we go any further, I was presented with the most beautiful ring and necklace.
Yes.
So my weekend is sorted. My outfit anyway is sorted.
Beautiful.
Isn't it just beautiful?
It is.
It really is absolutely stunning. So firstly, Jenny, let's establish your pedigree now, because okay, you are well able for this. You're well able to help Carl out.
I know, I hope so.
So Flowers by Moira anyway.
Yeah, so Flowers and Moira is my mum. So mm-hmm. I grew up, I suppose, in the flower industry. Didn't really think it was my road to take. I did a marketing degree and then went travelling.
Oh, really?
And ended up working in a flower shop in Australia.
Okay.
And that's where I kind of went, oh, I think I might go back into this. So, yeah. So that was 10 years ago, and at this stage I kind of came back
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah.
And what made you kind of decide to start going down the flower route, having said, I'm definitely not doing that?
I suppose it was a job that I got, and I kind of went, you know what, you just kind of fall back in love with it. It was kind of like back touching flowers, and kind of, I suppose, it was something that, I suppose, the nature and nurture thing. I think I just kind of grown up with it. It kind of fell back in and just felt right. So when I came home, I started back in the business full time. So yeah,
that was incredible. Yeah. And then also the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah.
Tell us, go on, have your moment.
So it was a Jubilee year, so I entered Chelsea Flower Show, mm-hmm. under it's the RHS Chelsea Flower, so they are part of the competition, and I got best in show and a gold medal.
So I'm in good hands.
Absolutely safe
hands. Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be a challenge for you, I guarantee that.
If Jenny can't help you, Carl, nobody can.
Okay, so this is where I'm going to find out if I'm a lost cause. That's pretty much what we're finding out today.
I know. So where do you start now? If let's say there's people listening at home, and there is quite a few men, I'm sure, who may want to do this. How easy is it to go out and get the essentials and go to Aldi and get your flowers and actually put something presentable together that your other half isn't going to laugh at?
Well, I suppose it's just in presentation. It's all about presentation, making it look really special. So, and then preparation as well. So conditioning your flowers and then having a nice vase or vessel that you're going to put them in, and then adding like the finishing touches to it. So we'll see how we get on with Carl. Hopefully he'll...
Just, do you remember we did the piece at Christmas about presents that people wanted to get at Christmas?
Yeah.
The one thing I was really surprised about, because my initial reaction as a man was to go, no, well, I can't get flowers. That's, you know what, that's the obvious one. And actually, when I spoke to almost every single person I spoke to, was going, no, I'd love to get flowers as a present.
The simplest but most effective and universal gift you can actually give for any occasion.
Yeah.
So it could be birthday, could be happy occasion, sad occasion. Mm. Flowers are always really welcome.
Now, you were saying as well, Jenny, off air, that men are actually getting flowers now too. Now, I find this kind of hard to be, I believe you, but it's an unusual one.
More and more so, we see that flowers are going, not just traditionally, it would be maybe get well seen, someone would send a, you know, bouquet flowers to a man, but we're seeing now there's romantic occasions, different occasions. Even we had this last week, a mum sending flowers to her son. She couldn't get in contact with him, he was working in London, so she sent him to the office. All the girls and all the guys in the office couldn't believe that flowers had arrived for him. He wasn't in work, so he came in, got the flowers, but he loved it.
Yeah,
you know, you can actually get something and your message delivered straight to someone.
Have you ever had any really unusual request for something and gone, we're not doing that? And you don't even have to tell me what it. But have you ever had a request for something just even very strange that you're like, we've never been asked for that before?
Not really. I suppose if we get a random request, we'll always kind of like look and kind of, is it possible? Maybe it's not. I don't know. We always try. But no, nothing off the top of my head.
And at the moment, how busy? Kind of, what's a day like for you guys in the shop now at the moment? Because with Valentine's coming up and then Mother's Day and everything like that as well.
It's early mornings, late nights. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock starts. All go. All hands on deck. I suppose it's that everything's arriving in. It's a fresh product, so you can't have it in too early. So it's all last minute. You know, we have to, you know, make sure the products, you know, the flowers are arriving in fresh, condition them, then make the bouquets and then get them out too.
And what keeps it so exciting for you after when you're doing it so long? What, where do you still get the kind of, is it like a chef in a way?
Kind of. And even that it's seasonality, like we're dealing with Red Rose Day, it's Valentine's, but we're in springtime, so it's tulips, daffodils, and then slowly we'll kind of move into summer, and then you get the peonies, hydrangeas. You know, the season's always changing, and then there's always a new variety, so there might be slightly different coloured rose that you kind of look and kind of go, wow, look at this one. So if I ever go to the Dutch auctions, or if I'm on a, you know, a Dutch flower van, I'm like a kid in a sweet shop. I want to buy everything.
And I want all of these.
Yeah.
And is there any tips? My mum always used to kind of put a pin, I think, in the neck of the rose to stop like the bits falling off. Do you need to do that anymore? Or, well, obviously if you buy them in Aldi, they last forever, so you don't need to.
Well, that's what I always say, is start with a clean vase. If you have flowers that are, you know, when the water goes a little bit murky or it looks a bit kind of, you know, just dirty, just get that bleach out the vase, rinse it out.
Okay.
Start with a clean vase, because if you don't, what you're doing is you're putting fresh flowers into dirty water, which is going to reduce the vase life. Start there. If you get a little packet of flower food, use the flower food and cut at an angle and remove any foliage that's going to be in the vase. So it keeps the water fresh.
When you get lilies, actually, here's what I am wondering, because I have to say it's a flower I love. How many of the leaves realistically do you need to take a lot of the leaves off it? But do you take all of them? Because I've left all of them on, and then I've butchered them where there's nothing left. And I might have gone a bit too far in that.
anything under the waterline, definitely take it off. And then I would pick and choose, yeah. So you don't want them to look totally naked, so as well. But remove some, yeah.
You definitely don't want a big vase full of green
and
either.
It gives more energy to the flowers. If you've got lots of leaves, the energy goes to the leaves. You need to bring back to the flower head so it opens and blooms.
Okay. Now, for Carl, we're going to give you 30 minutes, Carl, to put three bouquets together.
Yeah.
Now, what have you? We've brought in quite a few little bits and pieces that you're going to be able to use. Well, we have chocolates from Aldi.
Okay.
I think the chocolates are going into the bouquet somewhat.
Really?
We're going to work them in. Yeah.
Okay. If you hand a lady a bouquet of flowers with chocolates in it, she won't even notice.
That's like
you've
the ultimate gift. That is like flowers and chocolates. No. Is this like, do we just make the bouquet and tip the chocolates in on top afterwards?
I think it would be nice to
slamp it in,
to incorporate them in. But we're also wondering, you know, if you aren't making something, how much would you reckon that, you know, you should spend on a bouquet of flowers? Because when you ring up to order, you're never really too sure. You don't want to feel scabby. And then you need to go insane either?
This is actually the one I would worry about, because I'd be worried about going too far or going too little. Not like, what's the middle ground?
Where would you pitch it?
Just a personal opinion.
Hard to know. I'm just thinking if you ring up a florist and they say, well, how much do you want to spend? And you're on the phone going, I don't know. How much should I spend?
Just give me something.
Oh, I'd always say give something that, you know, they're going to have to receive as well. And it doesn't have to always be dozen or 20, or you go, you know, people can go, the price range really would kind of go from a single rose, or even, you know, people give single rose right up to 100 roses.
Yeah.
I'd say is, you know, the sentiment is always, is it going to be the same? So.
Okay. And for Valentine's Day coming up, Carl, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you know, I love to. Have you anyone to give the roses to, or the flowers that you're going to arrange today?
The only lady in my life who's going to get roses off me is you, Jenny.
Oh. I wish I even believed him. But anyway.
And my mother.
You're a dead man now tonight if you don't say that. So we're going to get you to make a couple of bouquets.
Okay.
Jenny, you're going to help Carl. We will Snapchat this and put this up as well.
Yep.
You can follow us too online, MB Show 2FM also. Have we any ideas? First bouquet that we're going to get Carl to do is we're going to get you to do roses, and those are going to be for me.
For you? Okay.
For me.
Yeah, you got your name in there pretty quick
pressure.
There, didn't you?
I just do as I'm told. So how would you start if you're going to put a bouquet of roses together? Is there any key things that you need to kind of set out and be ready with?
And can I honestly, and I'm not overdoing this, I am not artistically minded at all. So I am like probably the worst person to try do this.
Oh, well, you know, I would say floristry is not rocket science or flower arranging. And I'd say everyone should just kind of like have a go, and, you know, we'll work it through. It's conditioning. You're not going to be able to handle roses with lots of thorns on them.
Okay.
So we're going to have to take all the thorns off, and then just putting them together, they're going to sit nicely in the bath.
Okay.
Well,
I'm ready for this.
We're going to let you do that. We're going to set you the challenge. We will photograph this as the stages go on.
And I want you to be honest with me, whether you like them or not. Yeah, okay, there's no risk in that, yeah.
I need the chocolates anyway, okay? Jenny Murphy, thank you so much for joining us. Flowers by Moira, if people are listening and they want to go in and check out, so whereabouts in Dunchoclan?
We're on the main street in Dunchoclan, but pretty much cover, you know, the Mount County Meath area, and then you can find us on Facebook, on the website, flowersbymoira.ie, or we're on Twitter.
Fabulous. So we're going to put the link up to that as well. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Jenny. Special to a bunch of fair trade roses from only $5.99, or a rose bouquet with 12 stems for $3.99, and the most iconic bunch of flowers that will be sold at Aldi is A Touch of Romance, which contains 12 Grand Prix roses. So you can get those, everything in Aldi from Friday. So your Valentine's is sorted. Now, Carl. Jenny, you were very impressed.
I was.
Jenny Murphy. Yeah. Sorry, by the way. Just Flowers by Moira, if anybody missed it earlier on. He has actually done a great job. We set Carl the challenge, 30 minutes to put together three bouquets. Done a great job.
I think he might be coming on an apprenticeship next week to our shop. Yeah. He did really, really well.
I'm very happy. I really am.
You're a charmer.
I'm a char.
But for somebody who said you weren't creative or artistic in any way, he's done pretty well, hasn't he?
Well, now, I did have very good guidance.
Okay.
Well, outside, but I did do it on my own, hand on heart, and there's probably things that we would improve here.
Well, we're going to critique those notes in time.
Okay.
So first up, you've got the lilies there.
Yes.
And explain to us what you've done here now in the creative
process.
Well,
the lilies, I can't remember what the was it a spiral that we were putting
so
them into?
So we did a hand-tie bouquet, so we spiraled the stems, so they're all going in the one direction.
Okay.
So, you know, clean some of the foliage down, and put them together, a little bit of foliage, and presented them a lovely.
You did very well, I have to say.
The one thing I would say for anyone who's doing this is if I would want some time, so try and get the flowers, but then, you know, get home when no one else is there. Give yourself a bit of time to be able to do this, because it's probably going to be a bit of trial and error.
Yeah.
But keep everything going in the same direction. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That is a really good tip, actually, to have, because people wouldn't know that. And next up, then, we've got the tulips.
This is the ultimate one for lastminute.com.
Can I ask
the tulips
you,
are great.
Can I ask you something? I'm getting the impression this is the one you're most proud of.
Well, it just because this honestly took, we'll tweet photos of this. This took me like 3 minutes.
I know, you can tell. No, it was actually very good, but I would say, Jenny, you might agree with me on this, less is more.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because my opinion was just bang it in.
There's a lot of stuff.
We had a few little accessories and we kind of went to town. Put it that way.
Well, listen, it was lastminute.com. That's what I said, just bang it in there.
So we had little kind of hearts and I have little love bugs and we have big hearts and every single one of them went in. Yeah.
For anyone, this is for real, for anyone who's like, after like most men, who are going to leave this to the last minute.
Yeah.
The tulips are like, get yourself the vase, lash a few of them in. Like you say, less is more.
Is that a technical term?
And it looks good.
It does, you know what, it does look great, but I think it's like when you're a lady going out for the evening and you put on all your jewellery, it says put everything on and then take two things off and then leave. I think the same could be said for the tulips.
What
there.
Could we do to improve? Because I have, now I'm fair, I've kind of rammed as many tulips as I can get into the vase.
You did do a nice little bow as well. I'd just take a few of the little accessories out.
We'll take a couple.
We have love hearts and we have love bugs here.
Yeah, we might just take one or two and just leave with a huge big heart and then maybe there's a little kind of little one there.
Looks really well.
I actually think...
There. Yeah,
Jesus, beautiful.
Absolutely,
I think you're a great boy. We're going to put these photographs up as well, MB Show 2FM, for you to check out. And last, but by no means least, the roses. Jenny, he did. Mm. These look great.
He did. Yeah, he started with this one, and I have to say, we just kind of took the thorns off the roses. He actually kind of naturally put them in the same inner spiral.
Yeah,
added the Drupsophila, and then we did a little kind of detail with your
something has caught my eye. Is there diamonds in those roses?
Bling-a-ling.
I knew you liked bling.
You know I love a bit of bling.
Now, like I said earlier on, this is my audition to be the flower girl at your wedding.
Oh.
So this is what you're judging it on. But this to me is the ultimate gift. Roses, and we've worked chocolates into it. Flowers and chocolates all in one go. So you don't even have to have the bother of opening the box of chocolates.
That is incredible looking. So you actually incorporated the chocolates in. I'm just looking at them now.
Yeah, here, I'm going to bring them around to you.
You're bringing them around. We are going to put this photograph up. You are hired.
Now.
Oh, wow.
Can I be flower girl?
They are fabulous. And I have to... Yes, absolutely.
I'm
we just
take
need to...
You now.
All we need to do is just get... I think he could look very well in a dress.
He
with
would,
a face
yeah.
like that,
a nice
to be honest.
Crown.
Yeah.
I've worn a dress before for this show.
I know you have. You did that by choice. Jenny, thank you so much. Flowers by Moira, and Facebook and Twitter as well for anybody who wants to check it out.
Absolutely.
If they don't want to make it themselves, which, you know, we wouldn't necessarily advise, go in and get them properly done.
Absolutely.
And give yourself time, lads.
Yeah. Order early.
That's give yourself time, because that's what
early.
I would need. I did have some, but no, trial and error. You'll be
Flowers
golden.
By Moira, or worst case, ring Carl.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Come on to Twitter and I'll give you all the tips.
That
I
is
have
very
it all.
Good to know. There you go. Jenny, thank you so
Thanks
much. And may I just say, while I have you both here, happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Look at that. Enjoy.